RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Got some ticker texts coming in. The Minnesota loss was the first time I could say Jared Goff should get most of the blame. He was terrible. I don't think Goff was good in that game. I mean, a couple of those interceptions were not good. I think a couple of the fumbles, I think he was charged with three fumbles. I think a couple of those weren't his fault. I still can't understand the bad snaps. Two bad snaps from Ekwuban that were just like shot immediately to the right. I don't get that. But no, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Goff wasn't good enough in the game. Under duress a lot. I don't think he was god-awful, but I don't think he was good.
The offense, they got out-coached and outplayed by that Vikings defense. Flores and that team got after the Lions. They caused them to turn over the ball multiple times. And on a day where the Lions defense actually stepped up.
I was going to say, the crazy thing
they actually stepped up. They only let one play happen,
yeah,
which was the jet sweep, which basically ended the game. But other than that, the defense gave the Lions offense plenty of opportunities to win this game.
The defense did a great job. Seven quarterback sacks in the game. I mean, the total yardage was, 100 and something yards? It was like less than 150 yards in offense. They did a great job. And they, like we said, it was just the one play, the end around to Addison, where they gave up 65 yards in a one play. Outside of that, they gave up nothing. You know, they had a couple of 10-yard receptions and a 10-yard run and an 11-yard run. That's it. Like, they did a great job. But the one thing the defense didn't do was turn the ball over to the offense. They didn't get a fumble recovery. I don't think they caused a fumble. Oh, actually, they caused one fumble to Brosmer. And they didn't pick him off. But they didn't give up the yardage. So, I mean, the defense did their job. Hutch had a couple sacks. Al-Kadim Madaman had a couple sacks. But in the end, the offense just couldn't get on track. The offensive line was atrocious. And you found out right away before the game starts. I shouldn't say right away. You found out right before the game starts. Taylor Decker's out with an illness. And Graham Glasgow is available to the team, but limited. So he didn't start at center. So you got Ekwuban playing at center again. And it's just, and the guys just coming off injury, and Mahogany playing a second game off of injury. No more excuses with that because he's playing. And it was bad. It was just bad. No protection. Tight ends did a bad job. The offensive line did a bad job. I don't think the running backs helped out Goff either in that scene. But in the end, they needed to be a little bit better. And maybe would it have just taken a little bit better for them to win the game?
Yes, if they would have turned over the ball maybe five times instead of six, they might have won the game. That's how bad the Vikings are.
It's how bad it was, yeah. And then you look at what happened on Saturday night when the Packers are playing. And you're like, okay, Packers and Ravens, and then I think the Packers, the Lions losing, I think made the Packers' decision to sit Jordan Love for another week, made it really easy. Go ahead and start Malik Willis. Malik Willis looked good. He looked really good until he hurts his shoulder again, has to leave the game briefly. But Huntley leading Baltimore, and obviously was the running game with Derrick Henry. But nonetheless, Packers don't get it done. And if the Lions had gotten it done against the Vikings, we'd be paying a lot more attention to this week and then bitching about, oh, crap, look what the Bears did last night against San Francisco. How could the Lions possibly beat the Bears? And yet the Bears, I don't know what they're going to suit up on Sunday against the Lions. Because the game no longer means a whole lot for them. It just means, are they going to be the second seed or the third seed? They're still going to host a game. I guess it comes down to who do they...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Want to play? Would they want to play Green Bay or do they want to play the Rams?
I'd rather play Green Bay. Don't discount the revenge factor for Ben Johnson. I mean, the Lions laid it on them last time they came to Ford Field.
I hear you. And all that might come into play. Maybe they would play their entire arsenal against the Lions for the first half and just try to humiliate them. I don't know. Maybe, sure. But the point is, we don't even get that opportunity to think about what this is going to be like in a game that could matter, because the game that mattered, they lost. I don't. Did you get the sense, Kang, that they just overlooked Minnesota? Oh, we got this because of Brosmer, or was it just like, oh crap, we're without our left tackle, we're starting a different center again, we have no secondary, we're just going to go out there and hopefully we can win the game, and they didn't.
I don't think they overlooked Minnesota at all. I thought the defense played well, like we spoke about already. I think the offense was just out. They're outplayed, outcoached, outschemed, out everything. I think Brian Flores and that Vikings defense.
It's a good defense. They have some good players. I don't know if it's a good defense, but they got some good players.
But they have great coaching.
Yeah.
And they just out-schemed the Lions. I didn't think the Lions, you know, I hate the adjustment talk, but honestly, they weren't able to combat what the Vikings were doing on defense. Call it what you want, adjustments or whatever. The Vikings, the defense outplayed the Lions offense, and it was not even close.
Mondays are time for Champ and Chump. I will offer up my champ. We'll start things off. For me, it's Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots. He was near perfect, absolutely amazing against the Jets. Now, given it's the Jets, and the Jets are just awful, but Drake May was insane how good he was. 5 touchdown passes in the Patriots' 13th win of the season. If I had an MVP vote, it would go to Drake May. Kang, your champ?
I'm going with the Pistons and the Red Wings for being in first place. I know the Pistons lost last night and the Red Wings won, but they're at least giving us something to look forward to now that the Lions season is basically over. I know that it's not officially over, but their playoff chances are officially over. So thank goodness for the Red Wings and the Pistons. Keep doing what you're doing, because we're going to be focusing on you a lot pretty soon here.
As far as Chump is concerned, I'm going with Dan Campbell. He didn't have his team ready to play. I don't know what the hell happened with the offensive line, what we saw there. There are no playoffs. This is following a 15-win season. Scarily, they're not alone. The Chiefs also won 15 games last year, and they're out of the playoffs. And the Vikings won 14 games last year, and they're out of the playoffs. That's crazy to think you got two 15-win teams and a 14-win team that the very next season are out of the playoffs, but that's where they're at. The Lions are there, and I love Dan Campbell. I think he's the right guy to coach this team, but that he did not have his team ready to go, and that is disappointing. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More of your calls and texts as we go. And Kang, who is your chump?
Thank you, Gator, for asking for my chump. My chump is going to be flu season, the sickness that's been going around, not just Michigan, but it looks like the entire country. I've noticed more, maybe because my family went through it. Like, my whole family was a disaster last week. We missed Christmas, like our normal Christmas at our in-laws and grandparents and all that stuff. But I've noticed on injury reports for football,
yeah,
the term illness has popped up a lot in December with the Lions, with any other team. So illness, you're my chump of the weekend.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text as well. Back to the phones. And Chris is in Canton. Chris, welcome to 97.1.
Fellas, doing a great show today. Yeah, my season was over when they drafted Tariq Williams for me. The guy never beat Michigan. Why? Because Michigan ran down their neck. And then, so he wasn't even good at his strength there. He was the fifth, sixth best defensive tackle. Once you get to that point in the draft, you don't take a guy like that in the first round, the sixth best at some position. Like, it's like, okay, maybe I need to pivot and go somewhere else. Also, I'm with you on the chumping of Dan Campbell. When he gets into the press conference, so you've been there, Gator and Kang, you know, in these press conferences, when he goes, well, we knew we had to play for the last possession, seven possessions later. We knew it was going to be that type of game. You've seen how he coached this week. He had 50 seconds on the clock, and he's just acting like, well, we know it's one of them games where it's the last possession. Just play the game, and you know what? That strategy, that used to work when you were good. Okay, now you're going to have to adjust, and when you got an offense like that, it should be pedal to the metal, not, we knew it was going to be a game where we had to have the ball last and all this other junk. That's not working, Dan, obviously.
Well, and thanks for the call. I wonder if any kind of philosophies are going to change for next season. And starting with the offseason, because you're going to have to figure out which players you're going to hang on to before they get to free agency. You got to make decisions there. You got to make decisions on giving players extensions. And then you have to make decisions on what free agents you want to go after. And then you've got the NFL draft. There's a lot that happens between, you know, next Monday and the end of April when you get to the draft. And I think there's some things you have to look at, but I wonder if philosophies have to change. We'll talk about that next. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.